Start it over. That's right. Fix the clock. Time back on the clock. We're putting some time back on the clock. What is up, y'all? Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. We're glad to be here on this Tuesday afternoon. And look, if you're just now joining us, if you're here, you're obviously on the youtube.com/duckcallroom channel. Look, that's where you'll find us on every Tuesday. And soon that'll be the only place you can find us on Thursday. So be sure that you like and subscribe. That's youtube.com/duckcallroom. And if you're listening to us on your podcast app, leave us a nice rating and review. But also go ahead and come watch these antics over on our YouTube channel. Once again, last time.
Hit the bell.
Hey, don't even hit the bell.
YouTube.com/duckcallroom, all one word.
What is today's date anyway?
What just happened?
Huh?
What is today's date anyway?
Tuesday.
I know, but what day? The date.
See, now you
April
getting,
what?
See, now you're getting weird. You boxing me in here.
Boxing me in.
It's April 13th, according to our listeners.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
See, now you trap.
Godwin's on his fourth cup of coffee. And
well,
I lost
like 5 or 6 days here is the reason I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, you would have if you're going by that. So.
Well, no.
Sigh quick.
But look.
Who wins the Masters this weekend?
Amen.
And then everybody listening will know that you are right or wrong.
Well, give me
Who's some of them playing? Let me tell you who's
Greg Norman.
Tiger Woods not playing.
He's out.
All right.
So, hey, he ain't going to win.
No.
Jordan Spieth playing.
Jordan Spieth is playing.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy. Dustin Johnson. Look up the odds. Look up the.
Oh, here we go.
Which one of them was the motocross?
What about BW?
Riggy Fowler.
Is he playing?
No, he did not
qualify. What about BW?
Bubba. Bubba's there.
Masters.
That's my pick, boys.
Bubba Watson.
The lefty.
All right. Well, if you're listening right now, you already know if Si was right or wrong.
I hope he's right.
I have no idea.
But look, it is the Masters weekend, and the Masters is my favorite. It's my favorite weekend in golf, hands down, because you get to watch it on CBS, and you get to listen to the little piano. And that place is just beautiful. In the springtime, Augusta National.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Immaculate.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty.
Since
incredible.
I've worked on a golf course,
yeah.
Is that one nicer than the one you worked on?
Hey, it don't get any finer than the Masters, son.
Guaranteed.
That's in Georgia.
Yeah. No, that place.
And that's a lot of flowers and pretty stuff and all that.
Oh.
We got them beat, though, because we got alligators walking all over our greens and fairways and stuff.
Just for the record, there isn't a golf course in Louisiana that has Augusta National beat. So.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, but wildlife.
We got a wildlife beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Anytime you see a big 20-foot alligator that's lost one of his front legs, and he's still heading out, boy.
Si's been watching Happy Gilmore this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Send him home. Hey. Send him home.
I'm telling you, hey.
Has your pick for the weekend changed to Shooter McGavin?
I mean,
is that where we're at?
No. Shoot, right. Hey, don't get me on shooting, no boys. Hey, break out my 45s again.
Oh, he'll shoot you. He'll shoot you in the back, boys.
Hey.
My goodness.
Where do we go from here?
Here we go, boys. Here we go.
I don't know much about golf.
Hey,
you don't?
You don't say. Who are you going to pick
for
the Masters?
I played golf one time at a church event.
Yeah.
Did you win?
I don't know.
What'd you shoot?
I just whacked that ball over towards the hole. They used me on the first. I always done the first one.
Driving?
You driving?
No, I was playing golf. They said I could hit it the furthest.
Well, hey, did you hit it the furthest?
I guess. They always let me go first.
Oh, they let you go first, so if you accidentally hit a good one, then they didn't have to worry about it.
That's right.
The first guy to hit in a scramble is not your guy. Like, that's generally the weakest link of your team. No offense. And I know they didn't tell you that then, but I'm telling you now, later in life. So.
And the scramble is, hey, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I like
you take the best.
I knew it was coming.
That's it. Well, now that we're here,
I knew we was going to breakfast, okay?
Breakfast is the most important.
Meal of the day. That's right.
You wake up and you eat. Breakfast, and you start your day happy.
That's it.
With scrambled eggs.
It's a happy meal.
If you put sauce, you got to put that ground up sausage in it.
You put ground up sausage in your breakfast sausage?
And no, I like mine patties. No, they ain't like ground up.
No, I got it in my eggs.
Oh, no, you don't do that. And cheese. You run a good set of eggs.
Velveeta cheese. Uh-oh. It melts the best.
Well, Martin, how do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
There you go. I'm not a scrambled guy.
I ain't a sunny side up.
Over easy is you flip them one time in the skillet and the yolk remains runny.
Yeah.
I'm an over medium.
Over.
Everything. Easy. The whites on top of it.
I can
white.
Eat them like that, too.
Oh, we don't want them sunny
you
side
put
up.
Pepper on them, mash them up like scrambled eggs.
Oh, okay.
I like a fried egg. That yolk needs to be runny. That's one of my favorite things to do is sop up egg yolk.
That's what I'm
talking about. With toast, from Waffle House.
With toast or biscuits, either one.
Or your hash browns, whatever or, it gets pushed into,
what's
it
left?
Doesn't matter.
I would like to do with toast, just round the plate, boy, it's just as clean.
That egg yolk brings a lot of good things together. He good.
Whenever you go to the Waffle House and get the All-Star breakfast.
And you listen to the old man drinking coffee beside you.
And there's old men drinking coffee beside you.
Where you got coffee when you eat the egg?
You eat the first triangle out of the waffle and then pour all the eggs and everything else into that and just make it a big soup. It's good. Yeah. I like mixing.
Willie was right about this guy.
That's how you got the 250. Yeah.
Willie was right about him. He's always eating something.
Look.
Anything.
Look,
he's like a billy goat. I bet he eats cans and stuff at the house. I guarantee he does.
Cans?
Yeah.
Just gnaw on them?
You don't throw them away. You know, after you drink a Pepsi or a Coke, you eat the can. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, that's where
Willie's
he gets
right.
His iron from.
Well, hey. No.
Yeah, they're made out of aluminum.
They're made out of aluminum. If he can get iron from them, he has done something, buddy.
Well, I'm sure aluminum's good for it. Say aluminum 10 times real fast.
I'd rather just say aluminum once instead of aluminum.
Aluminum.
What kind of boat you got, Gabba?
Aluminum.
Drop the A, too.
Aluminum boat.
Oh, my heavens. We are getting goofy here on a Tuesday.
Okay. I love Tuesday episodes. They typically go this way.
Yeah.
We've covered the Masters, breakfast,
eggs. Who is playing at the Masters?
I don't know
who's best and who's worst.
Dustin Johnson's is the favorite.
I guess if they all there, they're all good.
Yeah, they all good.
Yeah, you got to be good at
Brooks Koepka probably is the second favorite.
No,
he's
way
there?
Down there.
Really?
Who's that fella? I remember
Speed,
when.
Number two, tied with Justin Thomas.
Okay.
DeChambeau, number four.
DeChambeau.
There's a lot of people.
Who's the dude that gets his knees loose when it before he shoots?
Oh, he's talking about Miguel Angel Jimenez.
I remember
the old man with a cigar.
Jimenez.
When Jace was in here, we'd watch golf, and I'd see that dude. Now, golf, I don't watch it, and I don't pay attention to it, but if somebody's watching and I'm doing something, I watched it, I think it's that's a pretty challenging deal, get that ball in that cup when it's 2 miles away from you.
Who's the guy that he used his golf club as like a sword? He'd put it up after he'd make a shot.
That was Zorro, I think.
Zorro. Zorro did not play golf.
Wasn't that Seve? Seve Ballesteros that would do that? A little bit of that with his putter?
We need to make one.
Seve. Mm-hmm.
The name don't sound right.
Seve Ballesteros.
No, I don't
that's
sound
that's a person.
Right.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that don't sound right. I'm Lee Trevino?
Lee Trevino, did he do it?
Yeah. Trevino did it. That's who I'm thinking about.
That would have been before my time in watching golf. No. When I was, young, I couldn't stand to watch golf. It seemed boring. But as I got older, I was like.
You need to play on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Tiger Woods deal.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
Me and my son. I'm serious. Hey, that was fun because you. There he is.
I found the video of Lee Trevino.
That's Lee Trevino. Okay.
With this.
No, I can't.
Hey, I like it.
And actually,
then he done a little deal and put it in his belt loop.
Gary Player will drop kick one.
That is actually. That's not Lee Trevino. That is Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh, Chichi. Oh. Yeah,
well,
Chichi.
I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. It had to be one of them, too.
I forgot about Chichi.
I did, too. I forgot about Chichi.
That's what I got. Can't remember her name. A woman that used to. All right. She done some stuff like that.
Just anybody that's ever done a sword dance.
Look, I'm just. Yeah.
I was at an event.
Hey, Zorro was one of my favorite. Okay, golfers. Growing up.
Just since you brought it up. PlayStation game, golfer, or movie?
Hey, we can just go either way, Jack. Since he said Zorro.
Season's over.
Yeah. I just had to say, he was one of my favorites. Yeah. Okay. He always showed up. Hey, Zorro always showed up when he was needed. When people were being oppressed. Hey, Zorro is coming out, boys. Okay.
Wearing his mask.
Well.
All right, we chased that rabbit into a hole. Where are we going?
Godwin, you was trying to say something about it at an event or something.
Oh, yeah. This guy gave me a golf club, and it's got a wood. It's wood.
And all the way?
Or just on the bottom end? Ain't wood. It's metal. But
well, hey, that's what I'm talking about. I wanted to know. There are some that are solid wood.
He just said, I want you to have these. I collect them.
Old Bagger Vance over here. This is bad. I'm going to call you Bagger Vance for the rest of this episode. Yo. Did you like that movie?
Yes, it was. It was a good movie.
It was a good show.
And
That's what's the best golf movie ever made?
Whoa. If we're going to go down that road, we got to take a break.
Should
like,
we?
Yeah, because
well, better take a break,
that's going to be too long.
Yeah, you better take a break.
Them. All right, yeah, let's take a break. We'll talk about our favorite. Let's kick it to this before we go to break. Our favorite sports movie of all time.
Way tough.
That's what we're going to talk about when we get back. Our favorite sports movie.
It's not
we'll
Bagger
be right
Vance.
Back.
Please say Nacho Libre. Please say Nacho
Libre. That's a sports movie.
I'm pulling up a list though, just so we can. If y'all are making up stuff,
you'll never guess what I'm gonna say.
I have a pretty good idea what Godwin's gonna say, but look, we're back, and we left you wondering what our favorite sports movies were. So let's get into
one.
It, Godwin. What is your favorite sports movie?
A League of Their Own.
8 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
We've talked about that on here before.
Who stars in that?
I don't know who the actors are.
I forget who played.
I know one of them. Who's Tuff Edaman?
It must not have been much.
One of the Baldwin boys.
Yeah, Stephen
It
Baldwin.
Must not have been much. I ain't seen
8 seconds with Lane Frost and Tuff Edaman?
Lane Frost could ride anything with hair.
He's like you.
What's that got to do with what sport are we talking about?
Bull riding.
Oh, bull riding. Okay.
We're all yelling at you. I apologize for yelling at you.
I didn't really call that a sport. We'd have to qualify. You said when you got me, when you said anything with her on it.
All right.
No. Yeah.
Hey, good.
You don't think bull riding's a sport?
They just couldn't hardly throw him off.
No. If you don't want to listen to this podcast ever again, people, I understand.
How can bull riding? Now we got. How can bull riding not be a sport?
Well, you got to clarify, okay? Because sports to me is like football, basketball, them things.
So you're saying it's got to have a ball in it?
He's saying team sports.
Team sport.
No, I'm just saying sports.
There's a team, you and the bulls, a team. You got to move together.
No, y'all ain't a team.
And that clown's on your team, too.
That clown is the most important person.
Sometimes they'll jump up on your shoot and say, good luck, buddy. You're on your own.
No. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I said, no, it ain't a team sport unless you go to the clown. Then you and the clown has got something very in common.
Yeah.
Y'all both messing with a bull.
And you both going to get the horn eventually.
That's right. And you're going to get stuck eventually.
So Godwin, 8 seconds. That's actually, I was.
That's a
I didn't know if Godwin was going with 8 seconds or Talladega Nights. Because I know he loves bull riding and NASCAR races.
Godwin said, if you ain't first, you're last.
You can be second.
Well, that's about it in bull riding. You either get first place or you just,
You hurt yourself.
You're a nobody.
Yeah. You're getting that sweet spot.
Yeah.
They can't throw you off.
What about you, CB?
My
favorite sport?
Yeah. No, favorite sports movie.
Sports movie.
I'm hoping it's A League of Their
Own. No, it would have to be Caddyshack because he's chasing the whatever that is, groundhog.
A gopher.
A gopher and trying to blow up the gopher and he blows up the whole golf course. Now that's a sport. Boys.
That's a golf course. Yeah. I could have done pretty good on.
That's
because no matter where you hit the ball, it was going in a hole.
It was a hole.
That's it. Hey.
That's funny.
Johnny D, where you at? Favorite sports movie?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to probably say. See, I'm either The Sandlot.
A great one.
Grew up on that.
Solid.
Or Remember the Titans. Also grew up on that.
Solid.
Both of them bring tears to my eyes. But
when they hit it over the fence.
The Sandlot doesn't.
When they hit it over the fence.
Hey, you just go out.
The dog, they was didn't know if they was more scared of the dog or the man. They didn't know it.
Sand Trap?
Sandlot.
The Sandlot.
Remember the Sandlot?
Oh, that's when the kids want to know. Okay.
He goes, you just go out there in left field, close your eyes, and I'll take care of the rest. Benny the Jet Rodriguez. That's the coolest.
Benny's a Jet
And I will say this. Benny the Jet Rodriguez is probably the coolest 11-year-old of all time. Right. Had to be.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a fictional character.
I don't know how I can argue with that.
He just is.
That's where the song came, Benny and the Jet, boys.
Well, no, that's way
better. Benny and the Jets.
I think he was probably named after the song, but, you know, we'll go with
it. Hey, whatever. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We got JD.
Also, Remember the Titans. That's solid. And A League of Their Own. I had a sister and a lot of girl cousins. So that I'm gonna put that one up there.
I'm with you. I'm not discounting that. I mean, God, it's hard to choose one. I mean, I'm with you.
Well, that's why I
have
to
name
three.
Yeah,
you
got to name like three of them as far as sports movies go. You know, I really liked Blue Chips. If you haven't seen that one, that's a good one. Basketball in Louisiana. With Shaq in it, that's a solid movie.
Kazam. With Shaq in it.
Dodgeball, that's a sports movie.
Okay.
I mean, it's a sports movie. And then probably my favorite, though, is Rudy.
Rudy's good.
Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy spoke at our high school football banquet. So, like, I have kind of a, you know, it's my last one. I have an affinity for Rudy, so... good story of the underdog who makes it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hate that it had to be at Notre Dame because, I mean, the Irish.
Well, it probably wouldn't have fit anywhere else.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It wouldn't have fit anywhere else.
You saying he couldn't have played for Saban regardless?
Oh, no. 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 He would have never got on the field with Saban. Okay.
So I don't know. It's hard to pick one, man.
I thought
Days of Thunder, if we're back on NASCAR racing.
Days of Thunder, closer.
That's a good show.
What about A River Runs
Through
It?
He'd come in. Hang on. He'd come in to the pit that time.
Oh, hold on. We own NASCAR.
We got to talk about NASCAR.
Hold on.
And he told him to go out there and hit the pace car. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
He said, why? He said, because you hit everybody else, I want you to be perfect.
Well, hey. I haven't seen
there
that.
There you go,
one.
Hey.
You haven't seen Days of Thunder?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
Who stars in that?
Wreckers or Checkers, boys?
Wreckers or Checkers.
That was their line, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That was from there. Yeah, that's.
That must have been Dale Earnhardt.
It was in the Earnhardt days.
Oh, no, he was a crash king now. Yeah. Hey, ever doubt it.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah, man, sports movies. Those are, I mean, they don't make good ones. I mean, where do you put Space Jam on that list, Johnny D? Like,
pretty high. I mean, and not that new one either.
No, I'm saying
Space Jam.
I Believe I Can Fly. Like, where are we at here?
I Believe I Can Fly. Man. Not to go.
I had that
years
ago.
I mean, there's a sticker on my laptop that shows my affinity for Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But, Space Jam's up there. Space Jam
Michael Jordan could fly.
Thank you.
Guaranteed.
Air Jordan. He's way better than LeBron James.
Hey, from the top of the hoop all the way to the board, boys. And then he put it through the hoop.
I don't know nothing about basketball either.
Hey.
That's the best basketball movie ever made.
Michael Jordan could fly. Trust
Blue Chips is solid now.
I hadn't seen
it. We played basketball in that. Remember, we done that scene.
I remember.
And they put me out there, and everybody took off running to the other end. So I took off running, and then they went running to the other end.
And what are we playing?
Basketball.
So I had to run back down there. And the time I got there, they was taking off running to it. I said, I'm just going right here. They'll be back.
Hey, you wasn't very good at transitioning then, was you?
Great.
I don't think you could have played for them Baylor Bears.
Won't they just
night,
stay girl? On one end and play?
Hey, me and Philip was talking before the game, and I said, Gonzaga is doing.
They're out.
I said, because Baylor, nope. You got too many racehorses.
Them suckers are good. They were
all three point guards, and then they got three big men too, and they were good.
Yeah.
And hey,
Mr. Vital was good, and he had an awesome last name for being like the sixth man of their team. Vital. That's a pretty good story.
Well, what got
right
me
there.
Is hey, everything they shot
went in.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen them. They miss one 3-pointer.
Yeah.
All the rest of them, zip,
nothing
right
but
through the net.
Nothing but cotton.
Yeah.
Nothing but cotton. Them
and then
shot
the hey, they're when they were working it in and shot, that went. Then they got on the foul line, that went.
That went in.
You just ain't going to win that. You ain't going to beat them boys.
Not on that night.
Not on that night.
They were unbeatable that night.
Yeah. They ain't going to happen.
I have one more honorable mention.
What's that?
Honorable mention, boys.
And we haven't even discussed this sport yet.
Moto 1.
Nope.
Hockey.
Close.
Ooh.
It's on ice.
It's on really? Ice.
Huh?
Are you talking not Blades of Glory?
No. Also on ice, but not that one.
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, he's talking
it's about like Rocky
the Jamaican bobsled team. I went blank
cool
on
running.
Cool Running.
Cool Runnings. Running. It was easily one of my favorite movies as a kid. Yeah.
Where the Jamaican bobsled team?
He goes, you dead man. No, man. I got to finish the race.
Yeah,
and they pick that sucker up, and I'm like 7. I'm like, you go, Sanka. And they walk that bobsled across That's the right. line. The Olympics. Hey. The Olympics are coming back, though.
Are they?
Next summer, I think. I don't know. I love the Olympics. Even the winter ones.
My problem with the Olympics, I never know what sport they've added and taken away.
Yeah,
and then,
just go with the classics.
Yeah, I mean, quit adding stuff, taking it away. But it's the deal we talked about with England. I'm not going back down that road, but
we got answers on that, though.
I know, but people just choose what country they want to be affiliated with. They're like, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, this time I'm going to play for so-and-so. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but with the Jamaican thing.
The bobsled team?
Yeah.
They're
Jamaican
awesome.
It's they're from Jamaica, for crying out loud.
Lots of ice. Lots of ice
down
there.
Yeah. And it's all kind of ice down there where they live.
Yeah, umbrella covering it.
It don't last long with the umbrella.
Even with the umbrella, that don't, no.
Oh, man.
Ice ain't one of their deals, okay? Trust me.
No. But, hey. Let's take another break. We'll be right back right after this. Maybe we'll talk about something worthwhile.
That's right.
Sure.
That's interesting.
Deep.
Cool Runnings is worthwhile, and so is Sandlot.
Well, here we are, middle of April. It's kind of – the fish are –
biting. They're biting.
Are they? They're biting?
What are they biting?
I don't know. I ain't been.
Biting slab curlies.
Some of us got to work around
and
here.
And crappie magnets.
The salt and pepper. Salt 130 seconds. Electric chicken. And I caught about 26 of them the other day.
I saw that video. It caught you a bunch of dinks.
Yeah. They weren't no big ones.
Yeah.
The big ones were on the bank.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Got a slip cork.
It's mating season, boys. They all on the banks.
They're on the banks.
They're on the beds. They're on the beds.
In mating season.
Did you hear any turkeys gobble?
Nope.
Hey. He said.
Right on cue.
That was Godwin with more sound effects.
That's right, more sound effects for I don't know how that ever caught on. Turkey hunt.
Why is that?
I'd like to hear this.
Hey, it ain't much.
It really ain't. Let me qualify that. Turkey hunting is really fun. Not in Louisiana. Louisiana is like the gar hole of gar holes for turkey.
But you have to say this, though. The wildlife people have done a fabulous job with the transplanting of turkeys on all the states. Because Louisiana used to have one, up there where we live in Vivian, Louisiana, there was one little flock, and everybody hunted them. Okay, yeah.
So fire ants.
Nobody killed nothing.
Fire ants. Too many fire ants.
And varmints.
Fire ants.
Same thing for quail.
Raccoons.
They get them eggs.
Snakes.
Cats.
Yep.
All of them. Yeah,
bobcats. Feral cats.
He pretty low on the food chain. He ain't up there real high. So, yeah, it's a tough life down here. But you leave here and go to Texas, like, turkey hunting is real fun.
Because there's a bunch of them.
Everything over there scratches you, bites you. Or
Alabama, same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go, when I lived in Alabama, I'd go to work, look out there on them bean fields that they had harvested.
Yeah.
It'd be 150 in a block, in a flock.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much from here, if you want to kill good turkeys, you got to go 6 hours. About a 6 hour window, then you can get
west,
in.
Head west, my friend.
Or east.
Or
either
east,
one. Or north. Yeah. You just got to go about 6 hours from here.
Well, I've noticed that. I've noticed when you leave here, stuff's a little bit easier to sneak up on.
These turkeys here.
Game is wilder in Louisiana because, hey, there ain't nothing redneck won't do to kill something. Yeah. I mean, when you're going down the road in a pickup truck and the whine of the tires change, everything takes off running.
You see all them
cows,
all them ruts,
deer,
down in the ditch.
Yeah, all
you
the ruts.
Oh, somebody got drunk and run off the road.
No, they didn't.
Nope.
They was chasing a deer.
Chasing a deer down in the ditch. That's what they was doing.
Red kills more with his pickup truck than he does with a rifle.
Yep.
That's why he's got a big pipe bumper on the front.
He said there's an art to doing it without bruising them up so bad.
That's right. Hey, you don't want them all bloody or mushy. Hey, here we go. We done chased that rabbit down the hole. All right, where are we going?
Not the livestock, George.
George.
That's the only thing I could think about when Si said cows take off running and everything else. Like, the only thing I could think about was, oh, George, not the livestock.
Baby face Nelson rides again.
I got tears in my eyes.
Good grief.
Your folded money's come unloosed. Oh, man. God.
You don't say much, but when you do, it's to the point.
Yeah. Well, no, because hey, that reminded me of when I went to Texas to pig hunting at night with the thermo guns and scopes.
Them thermo guns.
And he handed me, he said, the pigs are right out there in front of me. I throw it up and I said, that's a cow. That's a cow. That's a cow. Yeah. That's a cow. That's a cow. After about the 18th cow, I said, here, you shoot him. I ain't buying no Texas beef. It's high.
Man.
That's why I was in tears. I was scared to death because, when they started shooting, there was a stampede. Okay, of about 100 cows. I thought it was a barbed wire fence in front of me, and I said, everybody here is going to die. Yeah, well, hey, something did die. There was 2 dead steers out there the next day when the guy went out there to check for wounded pigs. So, hey, you don't want to get caught in a stampede.
Oh.
Is for real, boys.
Oh, okay, so they died via stampede, not gunshot wound. Okay.
Hey, they got run over by, it was friendly fire. Okay.
That was cow on cow.
Oh, yeah, cow on cow.
Okay, all right. Whew.
All right, so. Oh,
okay.
I thought you may have incidentally bought you some Texas beef.
No, I was confused. No, I didn't shoot.
Attaboy. Okay.
Good grief.
I never knew that one line from "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" would stand.
Well,
and now we're
talking about stampedes, and I just got the Lion King in my head. So,
not the livestock.
Lion King.
That's how Mufasa went out, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
One
of the greatest dads in history.
Down in the valley.
Yeah, had to go save Simba.
Down in the valley.
Now where are we going?
Valley so low.
This is one of my favorite episodes ever, and I have no idea what's happening.
I don't know. Well, you're just happy that you're not getting blasted. Like
By the way, for those of you that tuned into the last episode, me and Willie are friends still.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He still got a job.
Yeah.
That's just what he does from time to time. Right. He likes to rip somebody a new one.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to vent his frustrations out on JD.
His what?
His frustrations.
Frustrations?
Yeah. Interesting. Did I mispronounce it?
Not to be confused with frustration.
Well, whatever.
But
perseverance.
You got the point, boy.
But Godwin is a guy who gets frustrated all the time, don't you, Godwin?
Flustered, I tell you.
Flustered? Flustered's a word, isn't it?
No, flustered's a word, but he generally says frustrating. That's so.
I figured it'd be JD because he's got the, what is it?
He frustrates me.
Okay.
See? There it
the
is.
By day?
The, oh, the frustrated.
Frustrated?
Oh.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Good play with the words there, boys.
Everybody
we're back.
Knows what I'm It's just like, can I?
Gotcha.
Gnat.
I got it. I
gnat?
Got
you got the gnat?
P-pneumonia.
P-pneumonia.
Yeah.
Frustrated is a word.
Is it?
What's it mean?
In Webster's?
Frustration. The quality or state of being flustered.
Really?
In the mind. Go.
So I don't know if frustrated.
In the mind.
Frustrated doesn't show up.
Not a part of speech.
But it's ever. It's on dictionary.com. I don't think that's a real dictionary.
No,
not
no,
boy.
That's Webster.
Not. That's like Wikipedia.
Hey, you can't get. You can't go against Webster.
Can you edit dictionary.com?
That's how you know you get the best information out there.
That you can edit it?
Yeah, because anybody, anywhere in the world can get on there and tell you about anything.
I always thought it was flustered.
That's right. Hit Google, boys.
And frustrated.
Flustered and frustrated. How did we get
JD, here? What are you doing?
It's a word. Frustrated.
Hey
that laptop ain't going to talk to you, JD.
It can say whatever I
My
want.
My truck no, talks hey. To me.
Does it?
Well, it don't.
What
verbally.
Does it say? What does it say?
It just comes up on the dash and says you need to go change your oil or something. Maintenance, time for maintenance.
Doors open.
Yeah.
Buckle your seatbelt.
It's got a picture of a door opening if it ain't shut.
Does it audibly say these things?
No, it's just pictures.
Well, that's better than the woman, the British
when
woman.
When I put it in reverse.
In your car telling you, turn left here. And there's a pond or a lake there.
I'll tell
turn
you what,
left here, turn left here.
Paula's car, I put that sucker in cruise the other day going down the road. And I was like, what's going on?
Did it cruise?
Kind of stiff. I
Did
tried
it cruise?
To get over. He didn't want me getting over.
Yeah.
I let go of it. That sucker's driving itself. I said, I just kicked back.
That's right. I'm going to take a nap.
It's got autopilot?
Yeah. I'm going to take a nap.
I reckon so.
What kind of car is it?
A Tesla.
Telluride.
Telluride.
Telluride. I think it's a Kia.
A Kia?
That's a thing.
Hmm. Kia Telluride. You ain't talking about the little matchbox, are you?
No. No.
You're talking about
I don't know what the name of it is, but it looks like a matchbox.
The one looks like a shoebox?
Here it is.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine if it gets hit by an 18-wheeler, it'll turn into a matchbox.
That pretty well goes for anything gets hit by an 18-wheeler.
You take that thing to the scrapyard, you get about $2.
No, you didn't get that much.
I'm a believer.
It ain't got that much metal in it.
Not that much?
I ain't talking about the 18-wheeler. I'm talking about the matchbox car. Okay. Hmm. It's making out of tinfoil days anyway.
Tinfoil. I think they make matchboxes out of
tinfoil.
We're a Hot Wheels family at my house. I don't know where we're going.
Now we're going to the car manufacturing things, boys.
And now the top 10. Right.
Yeah, you gotta go with the Fox, boys.
What's the Fox?
He'll tell you how good the car is.
Oh, Fox. Car facts.
These boys are up to date, boys. They up to date with me.
Work with him. Oh, you got to watch a lot of daytime TV to keep up with Si.
Yeah, they don't run these commercials at night, nor do they run them on streaming devices. So I
bet
out.
You there's a lot of boxes shows up to your house. That late night advertising.
No, two boxes.
No, two boxes.
Because you buy one, you get the second one.
Oh, no.
But wait.
It's funny that you say
that.
If you order now. No. There are a lot of boxes show up at my house.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
you stay
from,
up late watching TV.
Nope, they're for my friends.
Well, you had one bad shipment show up here, but I already took my cut.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you have? What did I get?
What? There you go.
This showed up for you.
Hey, you done took your cut.
It said.
Hey, they sent these to me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I got a box
JD,
the other day.
I can just see your mouth. Both cheeks bulging out.
It said to Si Robertson.
/ duck call room.
Duck commander.
That's bad call, folks. Don't ever say / duck call room because, hey, we got a bunch of munchies in this battlefield.
But there was no note. We don't even know who sent it. And
There's no note.
It ended up on my desk.
Let me see. No. I took a picture. I got a box the other day.
Anyway, if you're wondering.
There was a handling fee involved, Si.
Okay.
Somebody sent Si 3 pounds of peanut M&Ms, and he got, we'll call it 1.5 of them.
I stopped. Oh, he's just crunching them in the mic now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, Si, enjoy your M&Ms. Let's take one more break while we're at it. Get you a couple of them. Wash it down with some cheese.
I got a Tasty Cakes, a sample box. Kind of cream cakes and crimpets and all kind of butterscotch this and. All kind of juicy cakes.
Oh, that reminds me.
Scott Atkins sent that. Thank you, Scott.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah. I got to show you what was at the front door of this place this morning. So we'll be right back after this.
I can't show you mine because it's gone.
Scott! Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, Si, if you'd have shown up this morning on time, you'd have had quite the treat. We had a good about four and a half foot chicken snake at the front door.
Oh, yeah, y'all have got a treat, all right.
I'd have
beat whoever chased me with it to death. Along with the snake.
Pistol whipped you.
With whatever was handy.
Beat you with the snake.
He listened to the podcast about the snakes, and he was just coming to make friends for all snakes. Yep. He was trying to get you on his team.
Nope. That was like a blue snake.
It was snakes instead of cold water.
A blue racer.
Blue runner.
A blue runner. Racer, runner. They chase you through the woods.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious. Death chases you through the woods.
Oh, man.
Until you start turning around and you... It's like a bully. You know, he's going to bully you until you turn around and fight him. So, hey, when you turn around, they take off running, because especially if you're shooting 22 bullets at him. I'm talking about going through the tree limbs, buddy.
Oh, them racers
Hey, they're faster than a cat squirrel.
They're quick now. Them racers are quick.
And they're little. They're skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can go through some limbs down a tree.
The one we used to have live back here in the backyard, Johnny D, when we'd play disc golf.
Ooh, I didn't like that thing.
Yeah.
That was
a buttermilk racer. That's what he was. Yeah.
Buttermilk racer, boys.
Yeah, buddy. Buttermilk. I like him thing.
I'd race away from buttermilk, too.
They are pretty.
They're blue. On buttermilk.
They're blue. That's why you call them blue racers.
Did anybody hear what Godwin said?
I missed it.
He said something about buttermilk.
He said I'd race away from buttermilk too. That stuff's terrible.
It's used in a lot of ingredients. Okay.
Do you drink buttermilk just straight up?
No.
My papa used to just drink.
Oh no, my
buttermilk.
Mother and dad used it, and they'd cook cornbread and just crush cornbread up in it.
That's what he would do.
I seen grandpa do that.
Yep. Papa did the same thing.
I couldn't figure it out. I figured he could just about eat everything.
Hey, all buttermilk is milk going bad.
Yeah, you throw that out.
No, they drink it and love it.
Oh, I know.
And it's actually good for you.
I do soak deer meat in it. I will do that.
Oh,
but
draw all the blood out. Okay. Sweet milk either one, buttermilk or sweet milk. Put deer meat in it. Yeah, it'll turn it gray.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be white. The milk will be white as a sheet of paper. Leave it in there overnight. Get it the next morning to cook it. And, hey, that milk has turned gray. And, I mean, it's literally dark gray. Because it's going to put it out of there. No wild taste, which, you know, with a little bit of deer I kill, I don't get a wild taste. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they got too wild of a taste. I can't eat it.
Size is over belching.
Well, hey, look. Hey,
I thought that was Godwin.
Was not, no, I watched
no, no,
it.
It
was, I watched it.
It was not bad manners. It was good peanut. M&M, boys. I apologize on that.
No, I missed the M&M.
Oh, man.
I'm over here just reading Bible verses.
I'm wondering what you – I thought you were Googling buttermilk.
No. No, I know. Buttermilk is actually
– Bad milk.
No, it's – they take the milk and churn it and make butter – AKA something really good, and then the buttermilk is just what's left
over. It's in transition.
It's just the toss away stuff from the butter.
Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm. No. That's buttermilk.
No.
So they basically
never tasted a stick of butter.
Hey, you may not want to do that.
No, that's it. When you take milk and make butter, the stuff left over is buttermilk.
Nope.
JD, pull it up, show him.
Right.
He ain't no believe it.
What if it's milk with butter in it and you've just been wrong your whole life?
Well, no, because, hey.
No. It's milk sans butter. It's all the butter has been sucked from the milk, and then you just have bleh left over.
Because you have to churn it. Okay. It makes butter on the top layer, okay? And like you said, what's left over is buttermilk.
Godwin, how does that make you feel?
Hey.
You love butter.
You love butter. You and Stone both.
They're taking the butter from the milk. Yeah.
They're taking the good from the bad.
It should be called anti-butter.
Good, bad, and ugly, boy.
That's like, what do you call it when you put two trees together? What do you call it?
Grafting them.
Or cream.
Yeah. That's like us and the Jews.
That's what George Franklin used to say.
The Gentiles are grafted in.
He'd graft them sweet pecans into a bitter pecan. He'd say, making the good out of the bad.
That's it. Yep.
So he'd put a sweet pecan into a bitter pecan, yep. And then he'd just make a pecan.
Who you talking about, George Franklin?
Yeah. Down there at the land. Yep.
Down there at the land. Sure did. Yeah. I'm taking a bad tree. I cut that limb off, and then I'm going to plant this off of a good pecan tree. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If you join a sweet pecan with a bitter pecan, do you just get a pecan?
You get a good pecan, not a bitter one.
Yeah.
Not the what?
Water hickory.
Yeah.
Is what the other name for it.
Now I have no clue what we're talking about.
We're talking about trees.
Trees.
Bitter pecan.
We don't want the trees, JD.
We went from sports shows to
buttermilks. We went to buttermilk.
How is buttermilk?
Yeah. And then we got brought in trees with the buttermilk.
I was a little wrong about buttermilk.
See, that just shows you.
Hold on.
Hey, you're learning some good stuff in here. You just learned how to make butter. And the leftover is buttermilk.
It's actually cream. You take the cream, and you make butter out of it.
Well, I like ice cream, but that cream,
this boy's like an Airedale dog. He ain't as dumb as he looks.
And he's also got a computer there to
I know that. I was mostly right.
He was right.
Cream, not milk.
I'm with you, though. No. I mean, my grandpa used to eat every night
cornbread
into the buttermilk.
Yeah.
Eat it.
You got to understand something. The old school, the old people. Okay, and I'm talking about like in the 60s, the 50s.
You know,
they'd be milking a cow and just and take a drink.
Take a swig.
I'm serious.
When you touch it and it comes up, I like that.
Fresh milk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You like
fresh milk.
Straight from the teat of the cow?
From the tip of a cow. That's exactly right.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
My aunt used to have a dairy farm. Yep. Well, she'd chill it in glass gallon jars, like in pickle jars, them gallon
mason jars.
I would try that.
She'd put it in that and chill it.
You could drink it.
We'd drink it.
I would drink that.
No.
You're talking about some good Captain Crunch.
Well, no, you don't have to. Hey, you don't have to touch it. You just milk it, okay? Shoot your mouthful up there.
I couldn't go straight from the cow.
Oh, I've seen you know, farmers, they do it all the time when they're milking a cow.
Huh.
Can't wait.
Interesting. You
know? I'm a whole milk man.
Pretty wild.
I don't drink milk.
No, it's pretty wild.
My wife drank skim milk when we first got married.
That's white water.
I fixed it.
That's about what it is.
Yeah, pour a little bit of milk
in there and fill the rest up with water.
I filled up a glass and gave it to her and said, here. Same thing.
Glass of water?
Just ain't colored.
Just ain't colored.
It ain't no good. You can't make no good food out of it. You shouldn't use skim milk. Today's PSA, get rid of skim milk.
Get rid of skim milk, boys.
No, don't get rid of okra. We'll bring that up for another day.
Yeah,
we ain't getting rid of okra.
That's right.
It ought to be again the law to grow it.
Wrong. No, wrong answer.
Wrong.
You're on your own.
Doves love it, okay? And it's good, depending on how it's cooked.
And so do Martins.
Oh, no, so does Robertson's.
Yeah.
Okay, especially mix it with, some fresh homemade
tomatoes. Only thing I made it in is a gumbo, but everything covers it up.
I only want it in cornmeal and deep fried.
Oh, man, that's just good.
He likes it deep fried.
Well, let's take our last
one. I like it in black-eyed peas.
It's good there.
Yeah.
It's good on the grill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But let's take our last break. We'll come back. We're going to hit the fans up right after this, so we'll be back right after this.
So what is
hot in here?
What has the cool people been up to?
And we're back with probably our favorite segment of the week. It's the fan one where y'all send us the emails to hello@duckcallroom.com. That's hello@duckcallroom.com. Johnny D, what's in our inbox this week?
Hello.
I have a fun question from a friend of the podcast named Kyle. He emails us a lot. He emails me YouTube videos. I haven't responded. Kyle, I've been waiting because you sent such a good one. He sent me a YouTube video of Snoop Dogg narrating the iguana running from the. That was solid, Kyle.
I told you.
Kyle has a question for us. He needs to know what our guilty pleasure songs that we listen to are.
What does that mean?
Guilty pleasure song. You know, you love it, but you don't want anybody to know you love it.
Yeah, you roll the windows up. Like if it comes on the radio, you're like, yeah, let me roll the windows up in case I have to stop at a red light. Like, you know, you kind of like, you know, like Backstreet Boys.
I mean, hey, that must be a venue I don't know about.
I don't know about that.
This guilty pleasure song.
I don't care.
You don't have a song that if you were like, you heard it on the radio, you'd be like, oh, what a good song. But you wouldn't want us to know you were listening to it?
No.
No.
Like, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Although that's not as good as It's All Coming Back to Me Now. It's all coming back to me.
If I pull up to a red light.
Don't give up your day job.
And I'm playing loud music. And it's usually, you can look in your rear view mirror and my back glass is bouncing.
Yeah.
That's how loud I play my
I would
music.
Just fix that.
But
you don't
I
roll.
Pull up there, the person next to me starts tapping their foot.
Yeah.
But if there's not a song that you would, you'd be like, oop, I want to listen to this, but I don't want the person next to me.
Give
knowing.
Me an example.
No.
You're on you. Give me an example.
I don't think
he
so.
Just did with Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. So if you were ever like, in my truck, you'd think I was an angry teenage girl from the 80s.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He's back, baby. Hey. Like Pat Benatar. I can listen to Pat Benatar.
She's
all
bad
day.
To bone.
Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right. Girls just
she's also to bad to the bone.
That's a good
it's
song.
It's a good song, but I wouldn't like listen to it with the windows down.
Yeah.
For
look,
the,
if you like the song,
don't
be ashamed of it.
Really?
No.
Hey, like, you got to roll the windows down,
Martin,
and hit that volume to
I got
max,
it.
Because
like when Shania Twain comes on with Man, I Feel Like a Woman, I'm going to listen to it, but I'm rolling the windows up.
Wilson Phillips, Total Eclipse of My Heart.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hold On, Wilson Phillips.
That's
a Martin jam right
Wilson
there.
Phillips, yeah. I'm, 3-9 Blondes, I can go that route too.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
But the other
yeah, 4-9
My
blondes.
Real guilty pleasure, though, is the soundtrack to Frozen.
Oh, of course. That's a jam.
It's
man.
Just jam
what
after jam.
It? It's like
the movie.
Oh, it's like the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman.
Why, man, you afraid somebody going to accuse you of
No, The Greatest
kid?
Showman's fine, but
great
Frozen.
Music. Great music is great music.
Well,
right.
Frozen's
it
got
mind.
Just a few jams.
Bingo,
the
John
Gunn. The Gowen. Reason they're on the radio is because they're good.
What's that? Frozen, I go click on my own.
So like,
hey, JD's going back to the childhood Frozen.
So, like, Godwin, you're riding down the road. You're riding down the road. You get stopped by a red light. I know your iPod well. I know your iTunes account. And Salt and Pepper Push It comes on.
Baby, baby.
Are you skipping it because you're at the red light, or are you just rolling with it?
If I'm listening to it, I'm going to listen to it. What's wrong with
oh, you got to be.
The first time I went on a road trip with Goblin and that come on, he said, that's Miss Paula's Zumba music.
Zumba music.
She wanted
Zumba music.
Hey,
Zumba.
My woman wants it.
Hey, that's
playlist,
Zumba music, baby.
Going on my playlist.
Right.
And push it real good.
I could. That's a good song.
We used to dance.
Hey,
to
you
that.
Roll the window. You roll the window down, and you put the volume on max capacity.
So these boys are not ashamed of anything they listen.
See,
to.
I would. If Salt and Pepper comes on, I'll roll the windows down and jam that one. But you know, Love Is an Open Door from Frozen.
Yeah,
I think it's crazy.
I mean, you know,
finish each other.
Backstreet Boys come on. I'm still gonna listen to it.
Oh, that's my thing. That's
oh, you've lost
say.
Your mind. You're a little. You're a little younger than.
Oh,
me,
I
so
remember
that wasn't
the Backstreet Boys.
That was in my formative
I'll
year.
Say if Britney Spears comes on, I'm not changing the channel.
Guaranteed.
All right, my man Matt has a good question from the outdoor world. He's a big fan of the podcast. I don't know where he's from, so I can't say that. And he wanted to get our opinion on something he's been trying out, kayak fishing. Any opinions on kayak fishing?
Boy, I bet you could
go for it.
Yeah.
Besides that, go for it.
Hey, I got P-Rolls, okay? You got a kayak. Hey, if it floats and keeps you dry and it'll get you on the fish, anything goes. I'd go in the bathtub, son, if it'd get me out there and wouldn't turn over.
I had a feeling that's where we were going. Godwin, you ever been kayak fishing?
Never been kayak fishing. I've fished out of P-Rolls.
Yeah,
John boats.
Little John boats that are essentially a kayak, 10-foot John boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
kayak's a little different.
I mean, you can look at me and Godwin and realize we're going to prefer a little bit bigger platform.
A little more firm.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I can remember before I could afford a boat, I'd be out there in that John boat, it'd be like this.
For those listening, the John boat has a heavy lean back.
Be in the front.
Man, hey, that's hard to, that's hard to pedal when it's like that, too. Yeah.
You get back in the front sculling, you know.
And you splash water on your booty. I mean, you get a little splash
and
back
the back,
on you.
And the back be sticking way up in there.
But you'd have you an anchor, too. You know, a little rope, a little egg anchor you just had on that rope. Throw it on the back. Try to hold the back end of your boat down so you didn't flip up like a sail.
You got
to
get the balance right.
Been there.
So, Martin, you prefer a bigger boat, but if you're in a kayak, go for it.
If you're in a kayak, go get them, son.
I was in a kayak
one
time.
What was he asking about?
He just wanted to know if it's cool
Kayaks are fun, okay, because they're easy to paddle. I like to paddle.
Let's just face it. Fishing is cool. I don't care how you do it. Go fishing. If it's walking the bank of a pond, go fishing. If you're in a kayak, go fishing.
Hey, I've caught more fish.
Oh, they're getting fancy.
They got them rigged up.
Oh, yeah, they got them with pedals and depth finders.
They got the pedals that,
power poles.
That thing will take off, too, on them pedals.
Yeah. They got them. Well, they now got them built just big enough for some of them boys is going to get hurt. That's the problem because they're going to look out there at that chop and say, oh, no, I can make it across there.
Oh, yeah. They'll be way out there.
Biggest thing to remember, if you're in a boat, folks at home, if you are in a boat, wear your life jacket.
Don't
wear it.
Be too cool for a life jacket.
Wear a life jacket.
Yeah, because you don't want to drown.
Come home.
Yeah, come home to mama.
Yeah, come home. So there you go.
Right, that's our advice for the day.
That's my PSA. Johnny D's going to give us probably a little piece of even better personal safety.
Oh, we
right
going
here
to the verse?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hold
let's
on. End. Before we go to the verse, we got caught up on the United Kingdom and all the rules over there and what in the world's happening.
Yep, too many rules.
Lottie, who is a political major in Liverpool, sent a whole email explaining everything. Lottie, thank you. We're going to have class after we finish this podcast and go through the whole thing because now I understand England.
There you go. Just that.
So it was very educational what she sent you.
Yes, but it's super long. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Lottie because
there you go.
I named my daughter after her. Four years ago or two. I don't know how old she is.
Anyway, oh, Lord.
Here's the Bible. Colossians 4 and 6. I thought of this one when we had Willie on with his new show, having tough conversations with people we disagree with. So listen up. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Hey, even when you disagree with people, you can be full of grace when conversating and maybe disagreeing with them. Huh?
And that way, you always get along with each other.
Thank you. Get along with everybody.
As far as it is left up to you, try to get along with everyone.
Boom.
I can dig it.
Hey.
That's it.
That's the advice of the day, boys. And do this, okay, forever.
And wear a life jacket.
And wear your life jacket.
And we're out. We'll see y'all next time.
And we're gone.
Bye. Give me some M&M.
Go ahead and get some, JJ.